go.
You have to rag on Big Fatty and make fun of his show.
Okay.
And then you make it on there if you just, you know what I mean? I'm experienced. I've been in the front of his show.
Big Fatty. Oh, wait. I do have his, did I keep it? I have his intro and everything, but you guys can't hear it. I'm not going to do the mix minus.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
You have to rag on Big Fatty and make fun of his show.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 635 of the BFO for Friday, the 9th of July, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has got quite the list here today for a Friday. Dear Gussie. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, it is the end of another week. And y'all, it's been quite the week. Quite the week at the coal mine. I've finally gotten a big project finished and... It will, cooling the brain. Oh, dear, cousin. Y'all, by the way, if you didn't recognize who that was at the beginning of the little show today, y'all, that is the gay trucker who used to be the gay hairdresser, who used to be the gay trucker, who used to be the gay barber. And, y'all, it's just confusing. And y'all, on there, you heard also, the worldly podcast listener Larkin, y'all. Larkin from out there in the, excremento. That is barbecue poke and, some fried chicken wings. And a garden salad. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. But y'all, I am going to be having some of my pasta. And y'all, by the way, I fucked up what kind of chicken I had that I got at the broasted chicken. It was not the bacon. It was not the bacon parmesan. It was the bacon peppercorn. Speaking of cone, I had some cream of sweet cone soup. So y'all, that'll be a nice monitoring device for later today when Big Fatty just has some sort of explosion. Yes, Big Fatty, moving along, y'all. But anyway, y'all, I know some of you play the Words with Friends with Big Fatty, but y'all, I'm going to tell you something. If that Kim Beaver, wants to play the Words with Friends with you, y'all, she is going to just kick your ass. Y'all, Big Fatty has gotten ass kickings, I tell you, ass kickings from that Kim Beaver. Y'all, she must sit around the lodge and pet the sheep and just think up ways to kick Big Fatty's ass. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, now there are a couple of things I want to talk to you about as far as podcasting goes. And I'm not going to, do I go anywhere when I talk about podcasts? I don't think I do. Yes, Big Fatty, please move it along. But y'all, that little Aussie battler, Scotty, our little Aussie battler, y'all, I tell you what, when it rains, it poos. When it rains, it poos, and it does, and it did. And y'all, poor Scotty, y'all, where is he going? He's going to, it sounds like some sort of science project. It's Micronesia or something like that. But anyway, he's supposed to go there, and y'all, he's gotten some sort of grant or something like that, where he goes and he hangs out with the with the Mexicans, with the Mexicans, and y'all, they hadn't given him any information, and he had to read about it on a computer, and y'all, they finally, you know, he's trying to make all the arrangements so that he can go and spend a year over there. Y'all, he had to get his driver's license redone. Y'all, Big Fatty's got to do that too. And speaking, y'all, this is indeed breaking news. Dear Gussie, Big Fatty, we haven't had any breaking news all week.
This just into the BFO. There's a lot of fucking in November desk. 1 month from today is Miss West's birthday.
Y'all, I hope you'll mark that on your little calendar. On your little calendar. Because, y'all, you've got to start doing your cashew shopping. Doing your cashew shopping, y'all. Because, you know, Miss West loves a salted cashew. And y'all, and if you're just not into that, y'all, you can always send him some notepaper so he can write some angry old man letters. Cause y'all, a month from today, he is really gonna go into a fury. He'll be going into a fury, y'all. Miss West in a fury. Yes, Big Freddy. But y'all, make sure you get Miss West a little something down there to the penthouse. Anyway, y'all, talking about podcasts, that little Aussie battler, y'all, it's just, everything has just turned to poo-poo. It's just, and I don't mean a poo-poo platter, although I think you can get those in the microbiology Asia where he's going. But y'all, and he's got some kind of wife, and he's got some kind of boyfriend. Y'all, I don't understand that. I just don't understand it. And y'all, it's just, he rides around in that mong monkey, and y'all, a year ago he told us it was about to rust to pieces, and it's still going. Y'all, and speaking of that, Big Fatty took the Ford Explosion on Wednesday, on hump day, to get the oil changed. Because, y'all, it was time. Plus, y'all, the indicator came on saying, Big Fatty, you need more washer fluid. And, y'all, they always top your fluids off. They top your fluids off for free when you have your oil changed, your oil changed. And, y'all, they're always trying to get you. They're always trying to get you to get something else that you don't really need. That you don't really need. And y'all, they called, Big Fatty, your car's ready. However, we tested the charge on your battery, and it's not holding a good charge for you. And y'all, I've got the computer thing on the Ford Explosion. And y'all, it hadn't given me any problems, hadn't shown that it was having a low charge. It says that it's just fine. The charging system is just fine. And so I told him, no. But y'all, I don't know if they're looking out for me. I don't know if they're looking out for me or if they are just trying to get in my pocketbook, because you know at some point I will need a new battery. But y'all, what do you do? Do you go with what they're telling you, or do you just wait until the thing just kaplunks? It just kaplunks. I don't know. I just don't know what to do, y'all. I just don't know what to do. But y'all, back to the podcast. That My Honey Wears Plaid had a little show on Thursday, and y'all, it's I don't know if it's in the iTurd yet or not, but there was some sort of RSS or RSVP of name that you could put into your iTunes and it would download it. But the other big news, there was a Twitty on Thursday afternoon saying that the Wimbys would be on sabbatical. It would be on a sabbatical for a while. And y'all, I don't know what that's all about. But y'all, it's just I don't know. I just don't know, but y'all, evidently, it is on a sabbatical. So y'all, sabbatical time. Y'all, and maybe that's just a new word for a paid vacation. Paid vacation. Y'all, I can't believe it. We're about to have the second breaking news of the day. Dear gosh, Big Freddy, you're making up for not having any earlier in the week.
This just into the complimentary Chick-fil sandwich desk. Today is Dress Like a Cow Day, and you can get a free little sandwich from the Chick-fil. It's true, y'all. It is Cow Appreciation Day at the Chick-fil. And y'all, if you go in, and I believe I've got this right. If you go in dressed from head to hoof, if you go in dressed from head to hoof like a cow, you get a complimentary meal, which includes the sandwich of your choice and a side item and a complimentary beverage. But y'all, if you only go in with a cow accessory, you just get a complimentary sandwich. So y'all go in and just bankrupt them today. Just bankrupt them. So y'all make it, you now know. God, I hope my battery doesn't go dead on the way to y'all. I may wear my brown chicken brown cow shirt. Do you think that will qualify for a complimentary sandwich? I don't know. Now y'all, I've got to put a retraction out here because y'all evidently that Gravitas, I had trouble understanding some of his Mexican. Because y'all, on yesterday's little show, I said that the Gravitas had told me that, Lauren's boyfriend was a pirate. And, y'all, evidently, the Gravitas says things weird. Y'all, it must be the Mexican in him. But Lauren's boyfriend is a pilot, but evidently the Gravita says pirate. So y'all, I'm so sorry. And y'all, thank goodness I didn't send an eye patch or a squawking bird. Although Miss Lauren, she may still surprise him with an eye patch or a squawking bird. Y'all, the Weather Rat, the channel he's on, they do a Christmas in July celebration at one of the local seafood restaurants, and it's not the Dead Lobster, y'all, because it's just vile. It is vile, but y'all, it's called Gilligan's, and it has nothing to do with the Seven Stranded Castaways. but y'all, they go in there during July, and they do a little Christmas in July. We've talked about that earlier this month, but they do a little Christmas in July, and y'all, they raise money for what they call the Debbie's kids, and y'all, they take the TV personalities, and they go and they're waiters, and then the gratuita are then donated to the Debbie's kids. And y'all, the Weather Rat, they were just showing the Weather Rat, and y'all, he was eating off people's plates. And y'all, that's got to be some sort of violation of health of the health code. And y'all, if you ever need to know anything about the health code, you just know who to get in touch with, and that would be Big Friday. Y'all, earlier in the week, I told you that I was having trouble with the hot water, not being able to turn it off. And y'all, I called the folks that handle these sorts of emergencies here for the Fat Cave. And y'all, they came over, and y'all, they've tightened the damn hot water so tight that it takes two hands. It takes me two hands to turn the knob to turn the hot water on. And y'all, this is the knob up by the nozzle. This is not the one underneath the sink. And y'all, so I have to use two hands to turn the hot water on, and y'all, two hands to turn it off. And y'all, there's gotta be something in between.
where you can't get it turned on and when where you can't turn it off. I mean, y'all, it's just there's got to be something in there. And y'all, I just don't want to pull up with it. Pull up with it? Ah, Big Fatty, you fucked it up as expected. Now, y'all, when I went to the Publix on Wednesday, and told you about it on yesterday's little show, y'all, I forgot to mention that I bought celery, and y'all, I don't know if you like celery or not, but y'all, it's lovely. It's just lovely. It's very versatile, and y'all, quite frankly, I enjoyed eating my ham solid on celery sticks, and y'all, it was crunchy, and it just tasted better than if you had made it and dipped crackers in there. So, and maybe it was just I had shitty crackers, but anyway, but y'all. Y'all, the other thing that I put on celery, and I don't know if anybody else does this or if Big Fatty is just fucked up, but I'm guessing it might be the latter. But y'all, as a lovely little treat, y'all, you take some celery sticks, and you, and by the way, always buy the celery with the stalks on it, because, y'all, that's where they get you. They get you. If they go in and cut the stalks off, they'll charge you twice as much. Twice as much, and you still got to cut off the bottom and cut it into sticks and everything and wash it off. All they did is cut off those leaves, y'all, and they charge you twice as much to cut the leaves off. But anyway, and y'all, if you make soup, you want to put the leaves in there anyway. But y'all, the other thing that Big Fatty puts on celery sticks, and y'all, I know some of you are just gonna cringe and say, "Big Fatty, that is vile." But y'all, take your celery stick and y'all take some crunchy peanut butter and spread that on the celery stick, and y'all, it is just the crunchiest, most delicious little treat. It's a treat, y'all. It's an unexpected treat. And y'all, it's just wonderful. And y'all, here's a little helpful hint. When you're preparing your celery sticks, y'all, you want to go ahead and cut them into sticks and then put them into a Tupperware container. Now, it doesn't have to be that brand, but a sealable container. And y'all, fill the container with water and keep it in the refrigerator, and those celery sticks will stay just as fresh and crisp as you can imagine. And y'all, you about every other day, every two or three days, just change the water in it, y'all. It's just lovely. Just lovely, and they just stay just as crisp as they can be. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, before the time gets away from me, I want to remind everyone that there will indeed, and I've checked with Mr. Vader on this, and there will be an LFC tonight. There is a two-drink minimum, as we all know, and y'all, that'll be at 7 Eastern, which, of course, is the only time zone that matters. But y'all, you get over there, because y'all, quite frankly, we're just not going to do it if we don't have 20 people in the chat room when the 7 o'clock bell rings. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear, I see. But y'all, and y'all will expect it to jump over 30. That's not the hard part, you know. The hard part comes Sunday afternoons at 3 o'clock. But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. I got the nicest note from Teresa out there in the Seattles, and y'all, she went to a donut shop and bought a donut that had bacon on it, and y'all, then she bought another donut that was full of ice cream and looked like a giant black penis, and it said Dickalicious. Dead Gussie. Now Larkin, can you help that that old Woodland Hills show? Tell them how to do a good show just for once.
You have to rag on Big Fatty and make fun of his show.
See, it's very easy. You know, have a lovely weekend.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.